So I went on to the PodSafe Music Network this morning and saw this song, the one you're listening to by Chub Creek Music, called Episode 9, Fake Band Intro, and thought this is an omen since this is episode number 9 of the SMB Strategy Cast. Good morning. It is Thursday, December 1st, 2005. I guess happy December. I am your host, Steve Moore. In this episode, we're going to wrap up our discussion on the marketing plan. If you're a first-time listener, I'm working off a business plan outline that you can download from the show notes, which are at bizplanhelp.com/podcast. Last show, we talked about what goes in the marketing plan by expanding on this outline. I gave you two examples of the information that would be included in the marketing plan. One of those was for a consumer packaged goods company, which kind of matches into anyone selling a product out to a retailer or a wholesaler. And then also I talked a little bit about a hospitality company, whether that's a bed and breakfast or a restaurant, and some of the things you'd want to include in a business plan. But overall, we were talking about a two-page document that would be part of the business plan. For this episode, I want to expand a little bit on the marketing plan and talk also about what the difference is between this two-page marketing plan and then also your company's overall marketing strategy. The marketing plan and marketing strategy are two different documents, and the main difference between the two is detail. In the consumer packaged goods example above, you know, again, we were talking about a two-page marketing plan. However, for a marketing strategy, which should probably be written up by the management team and particularly those in charge of marketing within your team that are setting up this organization, you need to expand on that marketing plan for your internal strategy. In fact, some investors may even ask for more detail, so it's nice to have this available. And that's one part, big part of the business plan is that no matter what you do, you know, we're talking about a 15-page frame or document for the case of this discussion. We talked early on about longer plans and their uses, but, you know, sticking with our 15-page discussion, you don't get a whole lot of room for detail. You know, 2 pages for this section, 1 page for this section, 2 pages for this section. It adds up to 15 pages pretty quick. So, back to the detail piece of this. In the marketing plan for the consumer packaged goods, we talked about 2 pages. Well, now if we're talking marketing strategy, just take one section of those 2 pages. Let's take out pricing, for example. We talked about in the marketing plan this idea of keystone pricing, where, you know, our pricing strategy was going to be, this is our cost of goods. We want a gross margin of 50%, so if our cost of goods is $5, we're going to sell to our customer at $10, with the goal at retail being keystone, where they're again going to mark it up, double up the price, so they would retail it for $19.99. And we talked about that for all the marketing, all the product lines, you know, very brief one or two paragraphs that for the plan. But now for the marketing strategy, you know, now you got to answer how will each product be priced to customers and what the goal of the pricing at retail. Will different customers or different customer segments get different pricing, and do they have different goals at retail? For example, keystone is great for a general retailer. However, for a wholesale club like Sam's Club or a Costco, for your product line, is their pricing goal really something more like marketing up 30%? At the internet, are you going to sell to internet distributors that are also going to work on lower pricing? And this is something you need to consider and break down in your market strategy. And again, there might be certain customers because of this you don't want to go after. If you can put together a very good retail business, do you want to sell on the internet, or do you want to sell to a warehouse club that's going to undercut the price into your regular customers? And that's something you need to consider, or maybe offer a variations on the product to those sort of customers. And again, this needs to be in your marketing strategy. Another area is promotions. In the marketing plan, again, for the consumer packaged good company, we put in a couple paragraphs, and we talked about, in general, couponing and in-store circulars. But in the strategy, you really need to break down a schedule of what coupons and when you're going to run them, and what stores you're going to do circulars and when, and really lay out the budget. To do in-store circulars, they're not free. A lot of times you can pay by using products, but again, it needs to be in the budget. If a store has, or chain has 100 stores, and it's, you know, $100 per store in marketing money to place the circular, or are you going to get in a program with that store where once a month you're in their circular, and in exchange you give them a 2% marketing fee? This needs to be included in the section for the marketing strategy, but it's not the sort of depth you'd go into with the marketing plan. And as always, you got to consider that the outline in what I'm saying is just basically a framework, a jumping off point to get you rolling. Every business plan is different. I'm not a big believer in the buy business plans already written. I mean, you really need to put your two cents in, especially if you're going to go out and shop this plan. It needs to be something you believe in and your management team believes in. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today, is kind of the business plan versus business strategy. And depending on your organization, there's other sections that maybe should be expanded in outside of the business plan. If you're a manufacturer and you've written a 1 or 2 page operations plan, you know, again, that probably needs to be broken down, because you got to assume you're going to get questions if you're going out for money, whether that's a angel, a bank. They're going to ask questions, and you really need to be prepared and have the right people on your team to answer those questions. And it's something, if you haven't thought about, you know, hiring people, it's something to start thinking about. And we'll cover a little more when we get to the organization plan. But in the next episode, I want to cover kind of more of the purpose of the business plan. And it's kind of a milestone episode in that it's episode number 10. You're asking, well, wait a minute, why am I not continuing to follow the business plan outline? I kind of jumped into the business plan discussion without really talking about why you write a business plan and what sections of the business plan. And I had a listener actually send me an email and point this out, but I got anxious to do this and jump right in. But in future episodes, we're going to get back to the business plan outline and talk about the organization plan as well as the financials. And I see the organization plan taking one episode, but financials could be a few episodes, and it's something we'll come back to a lot. It's really something that I find when I'm working with startups, consulting with startups, I see that as usually a big area of concern to entrepreneurs, because a lot of entrepreneurs don't have experience in creating financials and may not have someone on their team yet that understands the financials and what investors are looking for. So I spend quite a bit of time in my consulting work on financials. In fact, I've worked with clients where that's all I've done for them. They've written the entire business plan, and I've just sat down with them with the financials to work out the budgeting as well as the financial statements. And I also in the future want to dedicate at least one episode to the business of podcasting. Now that I've done this for, this is the 9th episode, and we'll have another episode out, the 10th episode, and talk about kind of what I found as I've gone through this process of setting up the podcast and getting it out there and what kind of results I've gotten. Some of you may have noticed that I've added Amazon links to a couple areas and did one episode where I talked about technology and linked back. You know, people probably want to know, especially if you're doing a podcast or two, is, hey, is he making money on this? Other people aren't just, well, as, you know, linking, is he seeing, you know, more traffic on his website due to this? And as well as what are some of the other things going on in podcasting? There seems to be a lot of news pretty regularly. We're already past the 9-minute mark very quickly, so I'm going to finish this episode the same way I started the episode, with the episode number 9 fake band intro that I downloaded from the Pod Show or Podsafe Music Network. The link for that will be in the show notes, and it's actually music.podshow.com. If you have any questions or comments, I can be reached at podcast@bizplanhelp.com. And, of course, the outline for the show notes will be in the interactive section of that site. Have a great day.